Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Pacific Beat by T. Jefferson Parker, performed by David Colacci. To Catherine Ann, with all the love that heaven will allow. Chapter 1. The main thing here is the Pacific. In the long run, the land and the people on it amount to only that. In the short run, a lot can happen. The Franciscans ruined the Indians, the Mexicans bounced the Spanish, the Anglos booted the Mexicans and named the town Newport Beach. Dredgers deepened the harbor, and the people lived off the sea. There was a commercial fleet, a good cannery, and men and women to work them. They were sturdy, independent people, uneducated but not stupid. Then the tuna disappeared, the nets rotted, and the fishermen succumbed to drink and lassitude. Two wars came and went. Tourists descended. John Wayne moved in, and property values went off the charts. Now there are more Porsches in Newport Beach than in the Fatherland, and more cosmetic surgeons than in Beverly Hills. It is everything that Southern California is in italics. There are 66,453 people here, and, as in any other town, most of them are good. Jim Weir grew up on the Balboa Peninsula of Newport, in a bayfront home that, in one form or another, had been in his family for 90 years. The first Weir male to make it to the New World had fallen off the Mayflower at what is now Provincetown and drowned. Descendants of his pregnant wife later came west during the gold rush. Jim's great-grandfather worked with the Newport Harbor tuna fleet and died in comfort, if such a thing is really...